About 30 years ago, a man named Jack Brown wrote a book for his son who was leaving home for college. The book was titled Life's Little Instruction Book, 511 Suggestions, Observations, and Reminders on How to Live a Happy and Rewarding Life. It contained brief quotable reminders of things to do to make life more rewarding for himself and for others. I think that the book of Deuteronomy is serving a similar purpose for the people of Israel. Deuteronomy contains a series of sermons offered to by Moses to the Israelites. As they were at the threshold of entering the land that God had promised to them, Moses gave them these instructions and this encouragement about how to be in relationship with God and each other. Moses also reminded them of God's law and the importance of keeping God's law once they were established in that land. Well, today, instead of preaching on the gospel lesson, we are traveling back to the pages of the Old Testament, all the way back to Deuteronomy, the fifth book of the Bible. In this Old Testament reading, Moses' time of leading the Israelites was coming to an end. He was stepping down after 40 years of service. God had called him to help lead the people out of slavery and into a better place, a new land. And God spoke through him to the people, passing down God's laws. But now, God had told him that it was time for him to go. So our lesson is just beginning as Moses assured the Israelites that God would raise up a prophet and would put God's words in that person's mouth, and that God would speak to them on God's behalf. We don't talk about prophets all that often, not only in the world, but in church. We just don't talk about it that much. But in biblical times, prophets were plentiful. Prophets were ordinary people who were called by God and connected to God. They were not governed by political or religious entities like kings or priests or judges. They were direct agents of God. Their primary task was to speak God's word faithfully to the people. Prophets carried the responsibility of challenging circumstances that were unjust. At times, the words they spoke challenged people's long-standing beliefs and sometimes rendered judgment. When God seemed absent to the people, God was found in the words spoken by prophets, words of God offering hope and promise. Many of these prophets, we don't know their names, but many we do, like Moses, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Miriam, Deborah, Jeremiah. There were also people who claimed to be prophets and weren't. These false prophets spoke in the name of other gods and prophesied things that did not come true, and spoke things that God did not command them to speak. Oftentimes, false prophets speak in the name of God, but the things that they say and do not align with who God is, or with God's heart or intention for humanity and the world. In the Torah, the Hebrew Scriptures, those first five books of the Bible, if the people of Israel remained loyal and kept God's laws, they would enjoy God's blessings and protection. But if they failed in their obedience to God by serving other gods or by oppressing others, God would judge Israel and remove God's protection and exile them from their land. Prophets had the responsibility to call people out when they failed to do what they had been instructed to do. prophets urged people to return to God, to repent, and to return to the teachings that Moses had taught them. There are many people in our world today who believe they speak for God. And as we hear a barrage of voices all around us, of so many who think that they have the solution to the world's challenges, it would behoove us to compare their message and their life to the words that reveal God's heart to us in Scripture, and to compare their words and actions to Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Because true prophets of God spoke and speak about injustice and exploitation. True prophets of God speak truth to power, not through violence, but through the authority that has been given to them by God, the authority that Christ exhibited in today's gospel lesson. Sadly, there are a lot of Christians and even pastors that claim to speak or act on God's behalf. But do the messages that we hear from them align with God's heart or God's purposes for the world? Do their messages address human pain and human suffering, or do they perpetuate it? Does how they live their lives and how they conduct themselves match what they say and what we see in the life of Christ? Listen again to the role of true prophets as revealed in Scripture. True prophets were not governed by political or religious entities. They were direct agents of God. Their primary task was to faithfully speak God's word to the people. Prophets carried the responsibility of challenging unjust circumstances. And at times, the words they spoke challenged people's long-standing beliefs and rendered judgment. And true prophets also spoke and speak God's words of hope and promise. This is what it truly is to speak and act on God's behalf. Now, I would venture to guess that there are none among us who would call ourselves prophets, but we are all called to be prophetic. What this really looks like day in and day out as we live out our baptism is that as God's children in the world, we are called to love our neighbors as ourselves and not hurt or harm them in any way, not in word, deed, or in action, but to help and support our neighbors in every physical need. In our baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ and the mission that we share, to give thanks and praise to God and to bear God's redeeming and creative love to all the world. The limitless love of God and the message that Jesus was called to proclaim is the message that is given to us. We are called to speak and act in ways that bring healing and peace and hope. Brothers and sisters, each day through our baptism, we are raised to new life. And this new life that God gives us the opportunity to help transform the world in which we live into the very reign of God, where God will bring the fullness of peace, the fullness of life, and the fullness of joy to every person. Thanks be to God. Amen.